Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Gar and Lenander again. We've got a couple questions that we've come up that we thought might be apropos to talk about. And I want to start out with my question, because when I get you a question, Leanne, you take the rest of the program, and I don't get my question in.
But before we even start the questions, Garwin, we like to have questions come in. Let's give the phone numbers.
651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000. And we will give it again at the end, because when people call us, they've listened to the show, they've called us, and it's because they've heard something on the show that has opened up their minds to something else.
Or somebody said something that they would like some clarification, and if we can give them a good answer, we'll spend some time on it. I had a client ask me, we were sitting talking one day, and he said, you know, I've got some kids that I wonder if I should put them on the payroll. And I said, well, that's not a bad idea. In fact, that's a very good idea, except you've got to do this right. And we said, what do you mean? Well, I said, you just can't pay them. Well, sure, I can pay them. I said, no, legally, you just can't pay them. They've got to, you have to create some jobs, some functions that they can do in the business. Then you can justify paying them. Plus the fact, I said, if you take your salary and reduce it down by what you're paying your kids, because that money is going to the kids anyway, you might save yourself some taxes. I said, this is a CPA situation you need to talk to your CPA about, but you very likely could save yourself some taxes. Oh, so we had a little discussion about that. He said, well, I could have one of the kids come in and do some filing. I said, absolutely. You don't have to have a very old kid if you tell him what to do, let him do the filing. And he said, one of my kids is really good on the computer. Well, I said, there's always computer work that can be done. Plus, it's a learning experience. So, to make a long story short, this is what he did. He put him to work at the business, gave him very specific job titles so that they had a specific job to do. So, in case the IRS ever questioned him regarding his putting his family members on, there were some very specific job titles. And then, according to his CPA, yes, he would save some taxes because the kids would be in a much lower tax bracket, or may not even pay tax, depending on how much he pays them. And so he was going to win all the way. Plus, the last thing that's very important is the kids learn some responsibility. They have to be there in the morning. They have to look neat. They have to dress up, semi-dress up, and they have to do their tasks. Yes, it is a good responsibility. Somebody who was raised on a farm that I was, you know, you didn't worry about teaching those kids responsibility because you had to do it from the time you were old enough to walk. You had responsible things. And so I learned that very early. But this is something that's really a very, very smart task to do, is to put your kids on, give them a good job, let them earn some money, and they learn a responsibility, and maybe you save some taxes.
Well, the responsibility is a big factor.
Oh, yes.
Plus, they may like what you yourself do, and this way it's a way of them learning if that's something that they want to do or they don't want to do.
And they may find, oh, this is despicable. You come in here and do this every day. I don't ever want to be around it. That's fine. Okay.
It's one way for the family to be involved, and mm-hmm. it's a way of teaching the child a lot of good things about how to work and what to do and how to handle it, and it's a time management thing also.
Right, because you give them a task, and if it isn't done when it should be done, it's like, well, you better learn to work a little faster, a little harder. Okay, that takes care of my question, Leanne. You got a question?
Well, we have had questions before, especially this summer. And yes, the volatility is still the name of the game. And the questions have been, what's the Fed going to do? When are they going to make up their mind? And that seems to be what's weighing on the economy right now. I mean, not the economy, but the markets right now. Our economy has been doing well. The Fed is still thinking about, well, should they raise the rates a little bit? Will that help everything? Do we have inflation right now?
Or will it hurt? Yep.
Right now, inflation doesn't seem to be the major thing. But the markets would really like to have that raise just to get it over with, the first one. And we're going to see what will happen. They meet this week, and then we'll have an idea. But yes, we've had volatility, quite a bit of it, although it has gotten a lot less. People are saying, okay, the economy is doing well. Things are happening worldwide. We're seeing several of the countries out there they're really coming along doing well. China seems to be able to get their act together. Now let's get the Fed and find out what they're going to do. To really lower the risk for individuals, there's a couple things that we've discussed before. One of them is dollar cost averaging, or in other words, you're averaging your investment and by the price of it. And by doing that, it simply means you put your money in on a consistent basis like you do in your 401ks, your retirement programs. And when you do that, if the market goes down, you buy more shares. If the market goes up, you buy fewer. But I've noticed that people don't pay as much attention with the retirement accounts when this volatility comes along because they're putting money into it every month.
On a consistent basis. And Leanne has said that for years as I sat and watched her in the evening go through her people's accounts. Oh, this person's been doing this dollar cost averaging for 15 years, and they don't get too excited about the market changes.
No, they've seen the markets go up and down. It's been worse this time, but we've had the volatility before. We've had it way back in 2008 and 2009. We've had it way before then, and a lot of the older people have seen this kind of a thing happen, and so they're not as excitable. They don't feel comfortable with the market volatility in regards to their retirement if they are going to just retire, but they understand what the market is doing. And one thing to take into consideration is, what is your retirement frame? What are your goals and objectives? And how are you invested, which we discussed before. Now, when we look at spreading the risk and you have the dollar cost averaging deal out there where you put money in every month and you have this, which way am I buying the stocks, when they're going up
or down?
And you always want to buy when it's low. And we've seen that a lot of people are going in now when the markets have been dropping. They've been relaxing a little bit.
It's really funny listening to the stock experts, which I don't pay that much attention, and not nearly as much as Leanne does, but watching them when the market plunged last week. They all chortled. It's time to buy. It's time to buy. They're down. Let's get into the market now. Time to buy.
Another way to spread your risk is to also look at what kind of funds you're in. Are you in the funds that are managed? That means that there's someone who is managing the account, managing that mutual fund. And when that person is managing that mutual fund, he or she may have been selling and putting a lot of money in cash already to be prepared, and then going back in and buying more shares when the market goes down. So you are paying for that management when you have those front-load funds or back-load funds or the 12B funds. You have an investment manager there doing that for you. They are picking out the investments for you, and they are deciding if they want to have more money in the cash and why. And they may be choosing bonds, they may be choosing stocks, they may be choosing various ones depending upon what the goal of that mutual fund is. So when you go ahead and you choose that mutual fund, be sure you look at that fund carefully, find out how long it's been managed, who the manager or managers are, how long they've been there, have they been there through the ups and downs of the market before, is it an aggressive fund or a more conservative fund? But that's where the manager comes in. In many cases, that manager will have already put a lot of cash, like I mentioned, in the money market to be prepared for something like this. So you're paying for that manager. When you follow an index, what happens is you're following like the S&P 500 or the S&P 1000 or whatever.
The Russell or whatever.
The Russell 1000, rather. And that follows an index. There's nobody managing it. If that S&P 500 goes up, it goes up. If it goes down, it goes down. If the Russell 1000 goes up, it goes up. If it goes down, it goes down. And there's nobody there changing that. It's simply a case of following an index. And you have the exchange-traded funds. There you have following different indexes, but it's not just the 500 or the 1,000. Those indexes can be in a variety of things. It could be a healthcare index. It could be a bond index. So there's many different kinds of exchange-traded funds. What you have a choice to do then is you can choose to sell that index fund if you're uncomfortable with how it's invested, because it's going to follow the index. It's going to go up. It's going to go down at that index. And you can choose when you want to buy and sell. The manager is not there to buy and sell because that manager is in the managed accounts. But the indexes follow indexes. And therefore, you make the choice of when to go in and when to go out of that particular investment.
It's amazing, Leanne, thinking back as you're sitting here talking about the investment opportunities that people have today. Growing up, there were only a few things that a person could do. You could buy money, put money in the bank at a CD. You could buy, and this only started back in the late 50s and 60s, some very limited mutual funds, and you could buy life insurance. And that's about all that you could have. Or you can own a business, of course. That's about all the investment opportunities you had. There just weren't that many available.
It's grown. It's expanded. And one thing else I'm going to bring up, they've been talking about the robo-investing. And that simply means you talk to something on the phone, and there's no personal person involved. And they are not, that type of investing is not going to give you information. It's not going to help you through a crisis. It's simply saying, these are some ideas, this is how you can invest, and it's basically done over the internet and by phone. So if you really want to be careful, you need somebody there to talk to.
The young kids may enjoy that. I'm sure we older folks would not really be really interested in robo-investing. There's a lot of opportunities, a lot of things you can do, but you need to have a plan. You need to be thinking about what you're trying to do. We do enjoy having questions come in because it does make it easier on us to figure out what people are asking. If you've got a question, give us a call. Leave a message. Give us a call at 651-436-3997.
And 651-365-5000.
So we'd love to have some further questions. This makes it much easier for us. Plus, it's the fact that we don't know what people are not understanding. Because there's a lot of things that come up, such as the time that we're just not aware of it. So thanks for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts, and Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.